Thank you, Chair. Mr. Nolan, welcome.
Thanks, good
to chat with you earlier. And, you know, I was listening to a colleague from across the aisle a few minutes ago from Colorado, and, you know, it struck me how much I appreciated your aviation experience, your service to our military. You know, it would just make sense. Common sense seems not so common anymore, but, you know, it would just make sense that somebody leading the Federal Aviation Administration would actually have aviation experience. So I appreciate the experience that you bring to the table. You know, on the morning when this issue occurred, an exchange between air traffic control and a pilot at Newark Airport sums up some of the broader issues with the NOTAM system that go beyond this specific outage. ATC was talking to an airplane that was, or to a pilot of an airplane that was taxiing out for departure and told the pilot about the nationwide ground stop. ATC asked the pilot if he had heard anything about the NOTAMs issue before departure. The pilot responded, "No, nobody reads NOTAMs." Well, maybe that's because the NOTAM system is not designed in a user-friendly way. The FAA's new federal NOTAM website, it's a little better, but it does not prioritize important NOTAMs, and it delivers it in a printed code that is optimized for teletype machines instead of plain English. I'll give you an example, as you would know. So I've printed this out. No environmental impact study was done before, but I printed out the NOTAM from the federal NOTAM system for a flight from D.C. back to my home airport near Winston-Salem. It's a 90-page document for a simple flight, about an hour long. If I didn't review the list closely, I might have missed the NOTAM for a runway closure in my designated alternate airport. The NOTAM, it's buried on page 4 somewhere in here, between 13 other runway and taxiway NOTAMs. So, Chair, I'd like to ask for unanimous consent that this briefing be included in the record.
Without objection.
Thank you. You know, pilots can consult other free resources provided by the FAA, like Leidos Flight Service. That system does have a summary of important NOTAMs, like temporary flight restrictions, or TFRs, and runway closures. But that system missed the runway closure NOTAM on the summary page. Here's the summary page, and it doesn't have that important NOTAM. So I would have had to find that runway closure NOTAM on page 53 of a 276-page briefing. So, Mr. Dolan, aside from the issues faced last month, what is the FAA doing to bring NOTAMs into the 21st century?